Hello, and welcome back to the Book Talk Corner. Today, we are going to be talking about The Love Hypothesis by Ali Hazelwood. I'm not even going to lie to you, this may be the quickest I have ever read any book. I read this book a while ago, and it still stands out as being the most memorable. I absolutely loved everything about this novel, but especially how short it is. So if you like grumpy sunshine and fake dating tropes, this book was made for you. Like I was saying, I read this book some time ago, before I even had a physical copy. Have you ever read a book on Kindle or heard the audiobook and loved it so much that you had to get yourself a physical copy? Well, that happened to me. So if that doesn't convince you that this book is worth the read, then I don't know what will. Now, The Love Hypothesis is centered around Olive, a third-year biology PhD candidate who has devised a plan to convince her best friend, Anne, that she's over her ex, Jeremy. But she panics and quickly kisses a random stranger passing by. After the kiss, she realizes that it is Dr. Adam Carlson, the grumpy professor and well-known ass. They both make a pact to fake date as they both mutually benefit from this arrangement. Olive gets to show Anne that she has moved on, and Adam can prove to Stanford that he is staying at the university so they can approve his research grant. However, after attending a huge conference in Boston, things start to turn for the worst as Olive tries to find a lab for her pancreatic cancer research, but is faced with judgment and scrutiny from others. Ultimately, Olive is able to navigate this situation with the help of her friends and with the full support of Adam, as they both learn to decipher what are the boundaries of their fake relationship between their real relationship. First of all, I want to touch upon the fact that this is Ali Hazelwood's first book, and it was awarded Amazon's Best Romance Novel of 2021, along with being New York Times bestseller, which is huge, so congrats. I mean, considering Ali Hazelwood got her start in fanfic, which I think is a great medium to discover your love for writing, I personally used to read Wattpad novels or like Wattpad fanfics, but Ali Hazelwood published her fanfics on AO3 or Archive on Your Own. Mainly when she started out, it was over the Star Trek universe, and then she progressed into the Star Wars realm. Many people have commented on the fact that Olive and Adam are based on the ship Raylo, which I don't know if I'm saying that right, but it is the ship between Rey and Kylo Ren from the Star Wars fandom. If you can't tell already, I don't really know much about the Star Wars tropes or like the whole universe of Star Wars. I don't know what's happening there, so do not ask me. I've done some research into this, but I can see the resemblance that people are saying between Adam looking like Kylo Ren, or I should probably say he looks like Adam Driver, the actor who plays Kylo Ren in the Star Wars films. I mean, there is a resemblance between the front cover picture of Adam to the actor Adam Driver. Speaking of the front cover, I loved how Ali Hazelwood has used fanfic artwork for the cover of this novel, as this is kind of a nod and it kind of acknowledges her start in fan fiction writing and the origins and inspiration behind this entire book. Ali Hazelwood has also published other works like her trio of novellas called The Steminist, which was released earlier this year in February. These books were called Under One Roof, Stuck With You, and Below Zero. These novels can be read as standalone novels, but the common denominator that connects these books is the fact that they are written in her signature theme of writing about academia. I haven't yet had the chance to read these books, but I am looking forward to seeing more of her work being published. Speaking of which, Ali Hazelwood has recently released her latest novel called Love on the Brain. I am very excited, not only for the fact that we here in Australia actually got to go and buy the physical copy in stores on the publication date, but also because this book has been hyped up by the publishing company, which is awesome to see. I don't really know much about the novel, but I can't wait for whatever tropes are in it and to fall in love with the characters. My expectations for this novel is high, and that's all I'm willing to say. I will probably do a separate podcast episode for the book later in the future. I love science, and so I basically geeked out about everything in this book. The fact that each chapter has a hypothesis at the beginning, highlighting roughly what the following chapter will be about, and mixing in science-related like words is simply genius. Like how at the start of chapter 18 says, a heart will break even more easily than the weakest of hydrogen bonds. She does it so seamlessly. I appreciate how this book talks about women in STEM. And for those wondering, STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. I don't think I can recall a book that I've read that highlights women working in the field of STEM. Before you say the KISS quotient, I have yet to read that book. I love that Ali Hazelwood isn't sugarcoating the academia side in this book, and she describes it how it is. Students being broke, lab equipment not working, funding for research grants, professors retiring, women being treated differently in STEM, STEM being predominantly dominated by males, and you spend so much time in the labs working and praying that your research will turn out the results you want. I adore and live by the saying, carry yourself with the confidence of a mediocre white man. I sometimes misjudge how confident I am in certain situations, like experiencing something new or doing something by myself. I never have the confidence to step out of my comfort zone, so I sometimes have to remind myself of this saying. I remember being in year 11 in high school, and one of the subjects that I took was physics, and I was the only girl in the entire class. It was a weird experience, but I stuck out the year and got a decent grade. I was proud to represent women in physics, but I wished that I did it the following year too. Not only are women in STEM talked about in this book, but it also talks about biopic women, so Black, Indigenous, and people of color. Ali Hazelwood has mentioned, I guess, a lot of ethnics in her novel, and I love the inclusivity and how diverse and mixed race is represented, because I know sometimes writers will only write about Caucasian protagonists, and I get it, but to see representation is nice, and it makes the writing feel more real, and I feel more included in the novel. As a Asian woman myself, I am so happy to read about An and how she's from a Vietnamese background, because I am too. And so naturally, I am a little bit biased, but I wanted to see more of An and get to know her too. I'm not complaining. I love her as a character, but maybe she will get her own book too. I mean, I can dream, right? So I wanted to now talk about the main characters. I want to start off by talking about Olive. She comes across as a smart, cheerful, and quirky character. This makes her so unique and instantly likable, even from her first encounter when she's crying in the bathroom because of her expired contacts. From the relatability of her love of sugary Starbucks drinks to how she values her friendships, I can't think of another female protagonist who is just real. She isn't fake or too perfect to make her seem unbelievable as a character. She has many inside jokes with her friends, like them calling her Katamala, like the Katamala Olive, or when Adam threatens her with a Title IV lawsuit. Every time one of these inside jokes is mentioned or even hinted at, it makes me giggle inside because I feel like I'm in on the joke as well. Adam, well, he's grumpy, pain-in-the-ass professor who is easy on the eyes. I find him to have a decent personality and is hugely passionate about science. I mean, the guy has abs. What? I immediately fell in love with Adam. He's caring when it comes to the people he cares about and loves tormenting grad students. I have to be honest, it does sound enjoyable being mean to grad students. But he can be a bit beige sometimes. I mean, come on, just black coffee and plain bagels? Spice up your life. I won't hold that against him because he is literally perfect. On the other hand, Adam and Olive's relationship was just perfectly imperfect. And I was here for it. I enjoyed the fact that the relationship wasn't cliche. I enjoyed the small interactions between these two, from the fact that Adam calls Olive smartass to their weekly Wednesday fake dates at Starbucks. These two were genuinely written for each other. Their chemistry was literally jumping off the pages as I was reading it. I lived for every conversation they had and found it so endearing when they cared for each other, like when Adam packed Olive chocolate protein bars, or when Olive dragged Adam to get his flu shot. Their relationship was natural and they had things in common, making their conversation worth investing time, and it held my interest. I felt emotionally invested in this couple, and when Adam finally revealed that he was the guy Olive spoke to in the bathroom on her decision to get into academia in the prologue, my heart just melted. As he was pining over Olive this entire time. Yet again, another author who likes to wrap everything up in a nice, neat bow. I find these endings very satisfying, as I'm the reader, am able to figure everything out, and it's kind of like solving a mystery. You know that feeling? Like the euphoric feeling of finally figuring everything out and putting every puzzle piece into place. In saying this, I did kind of predict this was going to happen from the start. So I guess if I was really going to criticize this novel, I would have to say maybe weaving the prologue storyline with hints and including them in the main story so we can figure it out ourselves instead of being spoon-fed that story. I would have to say the friendship between Holden and Adam was refreshing to read. I mean, how could I talk about Olive and Arne's friendship and not mention Holden and Adam's friendship? I personally think that if I was to compare the two, I feel like Adam and Holden's friendship would win. Holden has a personality that I would best describe as like a golden retriever. Happy, playful, loyal, and just a ball of sunshine. What makes their friendship special is the fact that they have completely polar opposite personalities and character traits. I love how Holden tries to get a reaction out of Adam in their conversations, and you can tell that Holden does this successfully because this annoys Adam and he tries to not let it get to him. But when it does, Adam's reaction is so adorable. This truly is the foundation of an amazing bromance between these two. I think that the story between these two and how their 25 years of friendship makes the storyline more interesting because they do have that backstory, and it just goes to prove that no matter what, they have each other's backs. Like how Holden told Olive about their prom story, which I found hilarious, by the way, or when Holden outs Adam and says he has access to his Google Calendar. I mean, if anyone had access to my Google Calendar, I would probably freak out. I wished that there were more Holden moments, but I get it. Whatever scene he's in, he's the main focus. Literally the star of his own show. For me, there weren't many things I disliked about this story, but I have to point out the one negative, and that was the character Tom. I just didn't like him at all. And I know that. I am aware that he's supposed to come off as a jerk. But he never really added anything to the story. And when I say this, I mean he felt like the big bad wolf in Little Red Riding Hood's fairy tale. Very two-dimensional, like a cartoon villain. Tom was sexually harassing and blackmailing Olive, which was mentioned. And the truth is, some women in the workplace do get this type of treatment. But Olive didn't have her boss bitch moment of putting Tom in his place. it kind of got overshadowed by Adam and his whole speech of keep your hands off the woman I love speech, which I find a very great scene. But I wanted Olive to be the one to stand up in that situation and to see how she would have reacted. This book was swoon-worthy. It encompassed everything I loved. From Olive's quirkiness to Adam's grouchiness, the two really made a convincing fake couple. From the chemistry of all the side characters like Holden, Malcolm, Arne, and Jeremy, this book became something I never knew I needed until I read it. So if you ever need to get yourself out of a reading slump or need a quick read about a cheesy romance, then I highly suggest picking this book up. Would I say this book was worth the hype? Yes, I would. And so with that, I'm giving The Love Hypothesis by Ali Hazelwood a 5 out of 5 stars. All right. That's all I have to say about The Love Hypothesis. Let me know what you thought about this book on TikTok in the comments section. If you haven't already, please follow me on the Book Talk Corner podcast on TikTok for more Book Talk content. And let's get this conversation started. I will see you guys next Monday for another podcast. So I'll see you then.